What's up, y'all? This your host, JV Stay Fit, on another episode of Morning Training. Welcome back. Happy hump day. It's Wednesday, middle of the week, man. Last week, be straight up, wasn't feeling too great. You know, I don't know if it's the allergies or what it may have been, but I just felt like crap. It's crazy how the world works. You know, little things can affect your body. And just the allergy season, the weather change, the time change. But I'm back now. Like, I'm not going to lie. I hate feeling bad. I hate getting sick. It's one of them things that really do bother me, but I'm human. What could I say, man? But took 2 days off. Thought I was going to take a week off. It did not happen. I took 2 days off. I got back to it. Like, a week is way too long to take off. You know, I was just sitting here and, you know, getting some stuff done, but it just, like, I can't take a week off, especially when I work out every day, maybe twice a day sometime. Taking a week off is tough. One of the things I want to talk about today on the podcast is environments, man. You know, I told y'all I grew up in an environment where a lot of drug addiction, a lot of people going to jail. Just, it's not a good situation. You know, I've seen a lot of things that I shouldn't have seen growing up at an early age. But your environment, it can hold you back if you're not strong-minded, you don't have willpower. My environment necessarily didn't hold me back. You know, I ended up eventually getting out of it. But it was my early, you know, stages of childhood that, you know, really had me see a lot. But your environment can hold you back. If you're trying to be successful and you're an adult, you have an options to be in the environment you're in, regardless if you say you do or don't. You know, you got options. And if you're trying to be successful, you know, you got to watch what you're watching. You got to watch who you're talking to, the media you consume. You know, your social media can be a bad environment for you. You on there, all you see is negative stuff on your feed. Eventually, 9 times out of 10, you're going to become negative. You're going to gossip, you know, and that gossiping ain't going to get you to the next level. That's one of the things I had to watch out for. Like, when I, you know, I had another Instagram when I first started one up. It was a regular Instagram. I wasn't positive. I wasn't on no positive stuff, you know. I wouldn't say it was a real dark place, but I kind of was. And when I started training, working out, I'll say working out, just grinding, trying to lose weight, and I just cut off the social media, and I just became more focused. I just took like a month off, and I just was working out every day, not posting nothing. You know, I just was doing it for me. You gotta do stuff for you, but just watch what you watch on your social media. You know, who you spending the most time talking to? Are they negative? Are they a positive person? You know, what can they bring into your life? I cut off a lot of people that was negative. You know, from old jobs, old environments, just cut off a lot of people that was negative. And also, you got to guard your eyes. You know, you watching certain programs that just, like I said, got nothing but negative stuff, nothing but gossip, nothing but garbage, man. You just get sucked into that stuff. Another thing, like when I start trying to build this business, and I'm still in the works, you got to talk to people that's positive, like I said, like the environment. You got to talk to people that's also positive, you know. Even your parents, your friends, you know, significant others can be negative. You know, you trying to start a business and you talk to people that ain't never started one, they're probably going to say some negative stuff, probably going to want to be inside their comfort zone. Probably not want you to take that stuff out of your comfort zone to be successful. So just watch who you talking to. If they haven't done it before, what's the point of getting advice? You know, that's like me trying to get advice on training from somebody that ain't never worked out. It don't work that way. You know, they're not going to tell you the right things. They're not going to tell you the right steps. They're not going to give you the right tools. They're going to tell you off of prior experience. They may have failed or they may have been too scared to try. So, you know, watch who you talk to. You know, you can't always play it safe in life. You know, years going to pass. You say, I'm going to do it one day. Oh, I'm going to do it one day. 10 years pass. You in your 50s and you ain't did anything. You still stuck at that same 9-to-5 that you want to quit 20 years ago. So don't play it safe, man. Figure it out. You know, God will work it out for you. And then also, you know, who are you grinding for? Who are you grinding for? Like I talked about last week, what's your why? Who are you grinding for? Are you just doing it for yourself? You know, because I was trying to lose weight, I was doing it for my family, for my daughter. So I could be around, so I could be here for a while, so I could be active. You know, this is what I visualized, her playing sports and me and be able to get me down the court with her, run around with her. You know, I'm 34. I got people that's 32 to 34, people younger that can't do what I do because they don't take care of their body. It's always that mindset of, oh man, one day I'm going to get into the gym. No, the day is not going to happen because you're not speaking into existence. You're saying one day, you're not saying when, you're not putting the calendar date up. And when you do get to the point when you start wanting to make changes, your goals got to be bigger than your distractions. Your goals has to be stronger than your distractions. If it is not, then they're not your real goals. Your distractions is your real goals. Them the things that you really want in life. So, all in all, man, you know, find your focus. Feed it with positive stuff. Watch your environment. You know, remember that everybody not going to want to see you succeed. And some people might be more, you know, stuck on system ways where they don't feel like you should quit your job or you should do stuff a certain way. If they never done it, their opinion don't mean anything. So it's my podcast for today. You know, keep grinding, you know, make stuff happen for us.